Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, it is 418. Thanks for joining us. I know our memory is short, but a little more than a year ago, we had some serious flooding. And of course, people who didn't experience it, forget it, because we've had two nights of back-to-back storms that have been kind of crazy. Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration and the Chicago Department of Housing have announced additional funding for that flood remediation program from the flooding a year ago. And Mayor Brandon Johnson is on the phone. How did you and Stacy and the kids fare during the storms last night?
You know, I will say, first of all, thanks for having me and my wife and I and the kids. You know, it's amazing what kids get excited about and what their father doesn't as mayor of Chicago. So they're seeing the rain and the wind, and I have to tell them that they can't go outside and play in the rain and the wind. Yeah. But, you know, we had a little bit of blinkage here and there. We did not experience shutdown like many homes did across the entire region. We're just grateful that we got through the night and everyone was safe.
Thank you so much for coming back on the show. I don't think we've had a conversation since you were running for mayor of Chicago, so I appreciate you calling in today.
You're welcome. And is that your way of saying that you miss me?
Absolutely. I'm like, where is that mayor? He said he was going to call me, and I haven't heard word one from him.
I mean, you sound like my Aunt Minnie.
Oh, I probably am. So tell everybody about this program. You know, I was reading a story about Mr. and Mrs. Crump, and I believe they live in Lawndale. They've lived in the same house for 50 years. Terrible flooding last year. Now they've got mold, and they simply don't have the money to get anything done.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a real challenge right at the very beginning of my administration. It was the largest downpour of rain that we've had in almost 40 years, since 1987. And so it was a very difficult situation. As many people know, in the city of Chicago, our infrastructure is broken, quite frankly, and it's left many of our families vulnerable for a very long time. And the west side was especially hit hard. You mentioned North Lawndale. Austin was hit hard. That's the neighborhood that my wife and I are raising our children in. And so, you know, we were very fortunate that, you know, with the declaration that we pushed forward, that the president did declare it a disaster area. So there was $172 million that showed up right away for the people of Chicago. But because the damage was so severe, it just didn't go far enough. And so what I've done is I've added an additional $5 million for the residents who experienced this flooding. And there's no application process. We're working directly with community organizations. There's an opportunity to receive up to $25,000 additional dollars to help families like the Crumps, a family who has been on the west side for 50 years, and that was the case for many people. This additional set of resources are really designed to help our seniors, because those are the families that were hit incredibly hard. And these investments have long been needed and desired. We're in a position now where we are transforming this city, particularly through the lens of justice. And the last thing that I'll say when I'm going to talk about justice, that there is real climate change that's happening in all over the globe. And with the extreme weather that we are seeing, where it's extremely hot, downpour of rain, the seasons are off, it's why we stored the Department of the Environment to make sure that we are responding in a very proven way by planting more trees and, of course, showing up with resources to help families like the Crumps.
So seniors first in this program?
Yes, that's the priority. There are about 200-plus names that have been identified by community-based organizations. I can't emphasize this enough. When I talk about bringing people together and that it's going to take all of us to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago, I am so grateful that many of the community organizations on the west side of Chicago in particular came together and showed up for these families, making sure they were collecting information, staying in contact with my administration through streets and sanitation, to the Department of Transportation, Department of Infrastructure, Department of Water Management. I mean, we literally brought the full force of government to these neighborhoods, something that it hasn't been done. But it's a new day now in Chicago. And so, yes, seniors are our top priority. Single-family homes, one and two unit buildings. That's where we're going to start. And then we're going to keep making sure that we're showing up for the people of Chicago, particularly as it relates to climate justice.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is with us. Yes, he actually called my show. We welcome him today. I would imagine that your family's dealing with a husband and a dad now that works 24 hours a day. And I can only imagine that when the Democratic National Convention arrives in town, I don't even know if you'll get any sleep. How are you preparing for that?
Yeah, the ultimate goal, and thank you for just lifting up the fact that, you know, I am raising a family. And I have to say, the First Lady, she's been absolutely wonderful. You know, our kids are products of the public schools here in Chicago, and they're in summer camp. And the good thing about being dad, quite frankly, is that my real name is really Mommy Said, because that's all they do. They come up to me and say, Mommy Said.
Mom Said.
Like, yeah, we know you're mayor, but I am certainly not the chief executive in my home. Right?
That's so, right. You're not mayor in that house.
No, not in the least bit. You know, but the DNC, the ultimate goal has always been to have a safe and vibrant Democratic National Convention, and we're going to do that. We've been working with Secret Service, and of course, my police department have been collaborating together to ensure that the city of Chicago is still being protected, because there are people who are going to work, you know, every day in Chicago, and people are preparing for the first day of school, which is the following week. So there's a lot of excitement going on. Lollapalooza, there's a rival kind of in Chicago, Cubs versus Sox. I think everybody knows who I'm rooting for. But so there's still a lot of activity that we have to continue to do and show up for the people of Chicago. I think the last thing is, I mean, the ultimate preparation really is centered around, you know, how do we ensure that people get to see the beauty of Chicago? And we really are a beautiful city, one of the most remarkable cities on the planet. Between Condé Nast and Time Out, have as the number one locator of corporate headquarters, that still are all still very strong economic indicators, and the fact that we are a diverse city with 77 neighborhoods. So we're preparing a variety of ways. We want to make sure that people get a chance to volunteer and experience the DNC. We want to make sure that individuals who wish to express their protest, and we have the honor of protecting the First Amendment rights for people in Chicago. There's a very profound history of protest in this city, so we want to make sure that protesters are safe and that there's a clear ability for them to be able to exercise their rights, while also, again, having a vibrant DNC that really propels President Biden and Kamala Harris back into the White House for the next 4 years.
Your Honor, one of the problems with the enormity of all of this is that you're bringing in a lot of different law enforcement agencies. I know Chicago police are up helping in Milwaukee, and just today a Columbus, Ohio police officer shot and killed apparently a homeless man outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. It seems he had a knife at him, something like that. But at any point, I'd like for you to speak to the difficulty of having all these different law enforcement agencies in here dealing with your citizens.
Yeah, you know, that tragedy is just horrific. And, you know, my condolences have been already expressed to the loss of life. You mentioned the fact that whether it's confirmed or not, you know, we do have a mental health crisis in America. And that's why I reopened mental health clinics, and we're doubling down on our efforts to provide mental health services for law enforcement, as well as all the residents of the city of Chicago.
You know, but I guess my point is a local.
I actually do get your point. I just want to make sure that I lifted it up, because that's a real issue. It's a personal issue for me, a brother who died addicted and unhoused. And so mental health issues are a real thing that we have to address. Now, as far as the coordination with other different public safety entities, we're the best at it. We are the best at it. We have handled large scale events before. In fact, that Time Out article actually says we are the number one location in the entire country for conventions and large events. Now, look, we're going to put all the measures in place to keep people safe. Now, there are things out there that are beyond our control, but we will prepare and we will plan for worst case scenarios. Many of these collaborative sessions that I've been a part of, where they have put through, just to be quite frank with you all, we have done what are simply called tabletops, right? Where we, you know, work through and simulate, you know, potential things that could take place. and we're prepared for it. This is something that has, we have a deep legacy in Chicago. This didn't start with me, right? I mean, we have hosted the most conventions for both sides of the aisle, if you will, than any other place in the country. And so that work with our superintendent, with Secret Service, and all of these other agencies, that coordination is something that we are quite gifted at, and it's something that I'm confident that our leadership will coordinate well with all of the agencies. And thank you for that question. That is important.
Okay, Mayor, before I let you go, Caleb Williams, I know where you stand when it comes to baseball, but give me a word about the Bears this year. Do we have hope?
We do. We do. And listen, this is not just, you know, because Chicagoans were always hopeful going into the season. What the Bears organization has done to invest in its talent, it's encouraging. And look, he's got to go out there and prove himself. I was with him over the weekend, his Caleb Cares Foundation, where he is investing in young people, and particularly around mental health and bullying and how that leads to trauma. But, I mean, first of all, the energy around Caleb Williams, let me just say, I've been around a couple of quarterbacks. The confidence and the energy that he possesses and his determination and desire to win, don't make me give you a record, but I think the North Division is in our favor. How about that?
You just tell me? What is it going to be? Give me a record. Join the fun.
Lisa's going to be angry with me, Your Honor. We're late, but since we're talking about the Bears, Cranes is reporting that Kevin Warren and Governor Pritzker met this morning. I wonder what you know of that and what you make of it.
Well, first of all, President Kevin Warren is an incredible leader. You know, he's been through this before. The conversations that we've had have been very inspiring, obviously. Everybody knows where I stand on this. This is a real economic driver for the city of Chicago. These investments are in jobs. I fully expect the president and CEO to give the same presentation to the governor that he gave to me. And we welcome, that feedback. But this is an opportunity to create 43,000 jobs regionally, 23,000 jobs locally. We're talking about billions of dollars of income that's going to come as a result of it. And it's the number one tourist destination in the entire state. Right? That entire lakefront is just a beautiful asset that we have. 20% more green space. Clearly, there's an opportunity for us to create jobs and to really spur our economy. And that speaks to the investments that Google is making, Chase made. We're building affordable homes downtown. The city is moving in the right direction, better, stronger, and safer. And, I'm glad that President Kevin Warren is getting some time with the governor.
He's so serious. You were getting ready to tell me how many games are the Bears going to win.
10-6. Fine. 10-6. You got it out of
Thank you. Thank you. Don't wait so long to call us again.
you're pretty good. If you're looking for a job. No, I'm teasing.
Great to talk to you. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mayor Brandon Johnson. Steve's News is happening now on 720 WGN.